it's Vanessa Garrity from Beyond the Room. I'm here today at the Insight Study event in York, looking at complex trauma and identifying future research priorities. I'm here at the moment with the retreat team who've led on some of the engagement research behind the study, and we've heard a really interesting presentation from them this morning. So I'm just going to let them both introduce themselves.
Hi, my name's Emily Herbert. I'm the service user and carer involvement lead at the retreat in York. I have lived experience, so it was a real privilege to be part of this research.
Hi, my name's Iram Shah. I'm a consultant psychotherapist to the retreat and a specialist in complex trauma and personality disorder.
Lovely. So, just for people who are listening online who don't know anything about the work that you've been doing, could you just explain to us what your involvement's been with this study and why you've got involved with it?
So we just thought it was really important to make sure that the people using services who have complex trauma are involved in the process of research. So we basically took what had been done by the researchers and ask them to consult and kind of share their ideas and feedback on it.
One of the important things about research is that often service users are involved in the latter parts of the research or after the research has been published, and often there's a lot of criticism about how the research has been done. And we thought this was really important to get people in on the ground at the start, because today, for example, we're looking at prioritisation and which part of the research we're going to prioritise. And it's better for service users to have a say from the very start, because then they'll be leading the agenda rather than commenting on the agenda that's been set by professionals. So really we were very keen to do this work, and so we were really happy to present it today.
Yeah. And how easy have you found it, involving people in the research?
It's definitely been a challenge and a learning curve. Obviously, people with complex trauma, they're sometimes classified as hard to reach. They might not be engaging with services, in which case, how do you access them? Or if they are, their mental health might be fluctuating on a day-to-day or hour-to-hour basis. So it was really important to be just as flexible as we could. And also, the other issue was that not everyone with complex trauma identifies as having complex trauma, so that's a difficulty from the outset, really.
Yes, so one of the first things we had to do was explain what complex trauma is, and they maybe said a little bit about how their experiences fit into that, so we knew that we were talking to the right people. And that's a tricky exercise in itself, because you don't want to re-traumatise people, but you don't want to be so careful that you're not actually getting the information that you need from people as well. So it was a precarious exercise, and we did it together in partnership with somebody with clinical expertise and service user with lived experience expertise, and that combination worked really well for us.
Where have you drawn the sort of population of people that you've asked? Has that been from people who've been accessing services at the retreat, or has that been a wider thing? How have you gone about that?
We thought that given the amount of people in mental health services that have a history of trauma, we thought it would be a reasonable assumption to make that people in those services might be eligible for, you know, this criteria. So we approached the Retreat York, two of the units where we work, and they specialise in complex trauma and disordered eating, personality disorders, and also an organisation called Launchpad in Newcastle, which Iram will say a little bit more about.
Yeah, Launchpad is a service user organisation very well known in Newcastle for putting forward the views of service users about services, so they have a strong voice up in that area in the northeast. We wanted to be able to get people and capture people who are in services and who are using services and still maybe partly in some of the difficulties that they have. So we get people who know what it's like now to access and use services. We are planning to meet with more people from more organisations that we've got lined up. And if anybody is interested actually in giving their views, If they can contact us through the Insight research team at York University, we'll be very happy to come and talk to your groups, to your teams or groups of service users, because we want to get as many views as possible so that we can make this research an integral part of the Insight team results when it's published.
That's great. So if you're listening online and you're keen to get involved in that research, there's an invitation, and you can find the Insight team online or contact myself, Vanessa L. Garrity, on Twitter, and I'll refer you to the right people. I'm interested in knowing what have been the main findings from your research so far. What have people been saying?
One of the main things is that there was quite a big gender imbalance in some of the studies, that some of the clients that we spoke to felt that a lot of trauma happens to women, yet a lot of the research was about kind of men and the armed forces and things like that, so I thought that was quite a big theme.
I think one of the other findings is that there's whole groups of people who have possibly been diagnosed with other diagnoses like personality disorder or in prison services or other kind of services or drug and alcohol services who traditionally aren't in mental health services, but they have got complex trauma underneath, and that's been the basis of some of their problems. So there are whole groups of people that may be missing, and this is very early days, this research, and when we find gaps, it's been really good that actually that we can put forward the idea about what those gaps are and make sure that we address those in the latest research, hopefully. On the other thing that people have said is that the therapeutic relationship is really important. So it's not just the therapies, it's taking that humanistic kind of approach. So it's not just about doing EMDR with people, although EMDR is a good therapy. It's about that wraparound service that people have and the kind of social support that they have before and after therapy. But also the therapeutic relationship with whoever their therapist is as important as the modality of the therapy.
What have your reflections been from today, and particularly some of what we've just discussed at the end, which has been around voting for people's priorities for future research areas?
Well, the thing that's most excited me really is that the top priorities, as things stand, it might change, are the importance of having peer researchers and kind of listening to the experiences of people that are going through complex trauma. So I really like how the research is going towards kind of its applications in the real world.
Yes, it's been lovely for me to see how open York University is to a reflective process and to some of the challenges that we've put to them. And the idea of a peer research running alongside this kind of research is a very strong idea, and I hope that we'll be here to develop that.